Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome and thank you. So glad to have you all with us.
Thank you.
You're a wonderful audience right off the top.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So this is our Tuesday, I don't know what you call it. Yeah, but it's like a flow over from Monday. We had so many callers, and in an hour you can only get to so many. So I hope some of you that didn't get a reading last night are joining us now.
And our international folks who haven't been able to messenger in for a while because you were using Messenger to contact the show, so they were shut out.
And I didn't.
For a couple of weeks.
Very disconnected trying to do it that way. I'm not sure why.
It's in your probably your subconscious brain, that's all. Because you do readings, millions of readings for people virtually all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Now, before we jump into the readings, I have a little something I want to talk about with all of you. Just a little tiny bit. I have been wondering, especially as of late, what is going on in terms of unconditional love? I'm talking about the kind that family is supposed to feel for each other. Friends, you know, people that say, no matter what, stand with you. I forgive you. You know, I understand you're just as human as I am, and you can make mistakes. Well, not everybody seems to be feeling that way, especially more so now. I don't get it. I really don't get it. How people that have been so close, and I bet some of you are nodding because you've been there too. You've been really close with certain people. You love them. There isn't anything you wouldn't do for them. But then something rears its ugly little head in the form of a grievous mistake. Mistake in judgment, you know, error of human thinking. And suddenly you find these people that swore, oh, unconditionally, I love you. I'm here for you. They go poof. Or you said it earlier today, Jim, they overreact to the moment and want to keep the pain, it's like you want to keep the blood open, the wound open so it can bleed and bleed. And I think this is one thing, and when those of you who come to study personal prophecy from me, once the academy is open, the university, I guess, is what it is, you're going to find that unconditional love is extremely important to this method. It does encompass all. It's the Corinthians in the Bible. It's the vows made in marriage and how we come to feel about different family members. I don't understand why we can't make a mistake, be genuinely sorry, ask for forgiveness, and get nothing. And the cards will reflect that. And then pretty soon you start to see this is somebody that wasn't really being honest, was just saying to you, yeah, if it's convenient, sure, unconditionally love you. And what about women? How often do we say to each other, yes, I am your dearest friend, and I will stay that way until you do something that pisses me off, and then you're gone. You're history. I don't want to talk to you ever again. Boy, that is so classic. And you know, it's got to start on an elemental level. At the foundation of who we are in terms of unconditional love. But otherwise, I don't know how we're ever going to be able to get beyond the human mistakes that people make. So that's my little soapbox moment. I just really feel really agitated about this and heartbroken. I have had a few experiences as of late that, let's just say, were very disappointing in the respect of unconditional love. So anyway, as we proceed, we are using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards, as I'm showing to those who are watching us live on Facebook, our Facebook show page, The Psychic Love Doctor Show. Any of you are welcome to join us to see us in action. And with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo Baggins.
Alrighty, folks. We have folks on hold. Don't worry. We see you on hold. I'll talk about that in a second. You will not be forgotten. We just appreciate your patience. The number to call in, 515-602-9676. When you call in, it's Blog Talk. They'll tell you a little spiel. You'll go on hold, and you'll listen to the show. Everything's perfect when all that happens. We see you. We got a list. Got watching the order, so I'm going to pick them in the order of who's been waiting the longest. And when you come on, shut that speakerphone off, because you know you got to have it on while you're on hold. But please, if you can, if laws permit and safety permits, shut your speakerphone off. Disconnect your Bluetooth. You got the show going on the computer or something anyway. We're going to hear delayed echo, weird things, and your other background noises. Make sure they're all cool. Sit down, relax, be stationary if you can. So, because they have to go through the internet and through stuff. And by the time it comes on our speakers, it can get very, very choppy.
And garbled.
Yeah, if it's not perfect conditions. Sometimes. It just, that's going to make things better. Because if it gets too bad, we've got to disconnect it. That's just, we got to do it. Messenger folks that cannot call in for whatever reason, typical of our international folks, but not always. We've had Skypes call in. Anybody can Skype in that number, that same number there. You don't have to have a cell phone. Anyway, your Messenger folks, you can Messenger Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with her, but only when we ask. This thing doesn't have Messenger, you know, it's free software. It doesn't have automatic holds. It doesn't have any kind of hold at all. So we don't want you to Messenger us until we actually announce out loud Messenger now. Okay, folks?
And it will come through our lovely portal.
That's the software platform we use. You could be using desktop, laptop, notebook, phone.
As long as somebody's on Messenger, you can talk to them all around the world.
Yeah, it's internet.
Now, we keep it turned toward
Skype.
Us.
Same with Skype. You can
so
Skype
you will not be exposed globally if you're wearing your, you know, your PJs that have, like, ratty little holes.
If you choose to do video, you can do audio only. That's your call. That's your preference.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you comfy and cozy.
All right. Well, I think we have callers chomping at the bit.
We are. And I'm going to throw that number out one more time. 515-602-9676. We're going to go to our first caller. And let me – it takes us a little delay before it comes on. First caller is area code 415, which is California. Hello, welcome to the Love Doctor Show.
Hi, what is your first name, please?
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania. I'm just calling you from another number.
Hi, Jessica.
I always get tricked by those
numbers.
You can keep them forever, their cell phone number, yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Good. Well, I already heard you how you are. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well, and I'm cooling off. I'll tell you how those people survive in the Southwest. Ooh, boy. I mean, it's dry heat, but still, you feel like you're breathing fire out there.
Fire.
Mm. Yeah. So, Jessica, tell us what brings you to the show.
Well, I'd like to see what you're picking up having to do with career. I've been sort of job hunting and job hopping, and I'm just curious. What you're picking up around that.
Okay, now are you employed currently?
I am, yeah.
You know, it's always easier to get a job when you already have one. I don't know why. Do you, Jim?
Well, I think that they like the initiative that, okay, this person has a job, but they're looking for another one, so we like that they're striving to be better, right? Then that person's not looking for a job because they're desperate necessarily, it's because they want to better themselves.
It's funny, though, that they don't look at it like, she's jumping off of this you know, train that she's on, is she going to do that with us?
Well, but even if that is the case, you're getting somebody that has a job, and if the interview goes well and it's like, hey, that person's already got some experience, that's something we got going on. That's a plus for us. That's less training for us. There's a lot of reasons for that.
And something we stress a lot when we talk career, often your own demeanor, your personality, what you bring to the table in terms of charisma, you've said it yourself. You may be applying for one job, but they're going to say, hey, you know what? We got a better job here for you.
Yeah, they can look at your resume or just during the interview, not necessarily the resume, but sometimes that's a combination. You know, the person giving the interview has a resume in front of you, and and a big company, God, it goes through so many different people, the hands. This resume goes to this place first and this place first and this place first. And then finally gets down to this level of like the people that actually need the job. But even then, it might be a department head that still doesn't really have their head all screwed on, right?
Many, many years ago, when I was very young at the time, I applied at the Holiday Inn complex. And it was just for a menial job, just a little something on the side. And they wouldn't give it to me. They said, you know what? We need you as the secretary to the catering director. I was like, wow. I come in for a minimum wage job. The next thing you know, I'm on salary. So that can happen.
Yeah, you just don't know.
And for you, Jessica, I'm definitely seeing a new job coming to you. Now, at first, it's not going to quite be in alignment with what you want to do ultimately, but it isn't far off track. There's a man here who is just now starting to look for the right, I feel like it's a job that's going to lead you to become an assistant to him. And he deals in, there's properties here, and they're not little tiny, you know, cottages. These are quite sizable corporate, structures. And he's looking for someone to be, I guess, like his gal Friday, somebody there. Initially, you'd be kind of shuffling some paper, not doing, as much as you would like
to. Super common. When you start a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super common.
But he will promise in that interview, I'm gonna take you places with me. And it's strictly business. So don't think, oh, yeah, it's one of those deals. But no. Yeah, no, it isn't. It's going to be strictly business. And this man has opportunities to offer. And this came up directly in the designation that is about you. So what I feel this is saying is it's very close to you. You're going to either hear about it.
I haven't applied for any jobs like that. I mean, I would like to get into investing in real estate, though. That sounds very nice.
Oh, yeah. And I feel that once you get in, you get your toes in there, you're going to love it.
Get your foot in the door.
Yeah, you've got a lot of skill.
Dip
and
your toe in the pool.
And, you know, smarts to bring to the job. So, and they like to groom people. A lot of times people will come in with, say the right resume, but the wrong attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start
applying for real estate stuff? Because, like I said, I haven't even applied for anything like that. I don't even know what I would apply for.
Well,
with that.
It might not be like a job posting. You might not say this is a real estate position. It might be like we need some administrative help. You might even know it has anything to do with real estate at all. You know, we need somebody to man computer phones or do a help center. And it could, and like she said, it could, well, it could be, oh, it's for a real estate place. And then all of a sudden it opens up other doors.
Exactly.
Where you're there.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but if you go to the websites of larger businesses, even smaller ones, they have, if you go all the way down to the bottom, it'll say careers, contact us. There'll be a way to get in touch, and you'd be surprised how often people are plucked right out of the workforce like that. So I'm just saying this is the potential for you, and it'll start, like he said, administrative.
Yeah, it could be just, it's like, yeah, it's like a good job. It pays me a little bit better hours. People seem nicer, and I can sit here and answer phones and make copies. And
I tell you,
I just want an easy job like that. I mean, for now, but I definitely want to make a lot more money.
Money talks. I mean, it matters. People, think it doesn't matter. You know, it's about the job and fulfillment. Yeah, it is, but, you know, you got to pay the damn bills.
You really do. And if starting at the top, there is no shame in starting low. And a lot of times, I had a boss once, he came out and put his foot up on my desk, like he's thinking, like in that thinking man pose, and he'd say, let me ask you, what would you do if this was a problem you had to solve? It had nothing to do with my job, but I would say, oh, this is what I think I would do. And he'd go, that is good. I like that. And I do believe that's how a lot of people move up.
Well, sure. And sometimes, you know, they have people that work directly for them. And if they're a bigger boss, they're worried they're not going to get an honest answer. They're worried that they're going to get an answer like, oh, whatever you say, boss. Yeah,
oh, right.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, you know, like they say, a good general surrounds himself with subordinates that are, you know, the ones, his direct support. It's not like infantry, but like his other majors and captains and stuff that will actually not be afraid to say, no, I think here's the flaw with your plan, and give him a counterpoint of view.
I think so.
That's a good general wants people that can actually not be yes men.
Yeah, so it's close to you, Jessica. I wouldn't be surprised the next time we hear from you, you're going to have what's being shown in the cards. Okay? And
yeah, I'll tell you, my housing has sort of stabilized a little bit as far as like I'm in the same town. I've been in the same town for like almost 6 weeks now, but I'm still in a motel. I haven't found that house yet. I'm just still waiting for it. So it's interesting.
Well, yeah. And that whole employment thing is a big factor there, of course.
Oh, it is. You know, that's where you're everything.
Well, I mean, the job is the job. I mean, you want it in the perfect world. You want it to be like your most favorite thing to do ever. Like, oh, I want to get paid $150,000 a year to taste beer. I mean, it's like, yeah, but you know, there is what it is. You got to be realistic. You want a good job, even if it's not like the most glamorous thing ever, but you want it to be enough to put a roof over your head.
Give you something to eat.
Yes, yeah. You know, I have lived in the hotels a lot when I was working off-site. And depending on the hotel, it can be good, it can be bad, you know, it all depends. But still, there's no sense of permanency at all.
And if you read the articles that are being put out by news platforms, there is opportunity in like every industry. Did you know that they're hard up for flight attendants? I flew Southwest to come back home, and I'll tell you, it isn't like the old days. I haven't flown in a long time. These were not models, you know. These were women with a little meat on the bones and
all different things.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
some have been doing it for a lot of years, and they're getting up there in age. Yeah, right. It's not the MTV video.
No, but years ago, they had to be beautiful and skinny and, you know. Anyway, so Jessica, just start
playing. Yeah, but I'm going to go, Deborah, because I haven't spoken to you in a while. I know that we were saying, like, oh, that house is close, whatever, but it hasn't come yet. And what happened is, like, the career things just started, the focus started coming on that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I shared it.
Sure, and that makes sense. And if you get that career thing going, then all the other little
things will
start falling into place, and you know, it'll be the domino effect in the good way. Good domino
effect.
Jessica,
you're being tested, and you may not even know what the test is about. I'm being tested currently. I don't understand it, but it's happening. And later you'll look back and go, oh, my God, does that make sense now? So just try to be a creative thinker. A lot of homes sit empty when they're up for sale. They like somebody to move in. You don't have to have a ton of stuff, but they like people to move in so it looks lived in when they're selling it.
People that want to rob them will change their mind when they actually see somebody living there.
They will.
So they won't break in and steal all the appliances.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody had been living in that other house I bought, someone came in and stole all the appliances.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. Before, you know, it went through escrow and all, but.
All right.
Anyway, don't lose faith. I know you're tired of hearing this, but I think.
No, I'm totally, like, I'm really, like, the last I think, few days or the last week, I've just been like, whatever, this is how I'm living right now, and there's nothing else I could do about it. So I'm happy to be making money, you know, like the focus is on that.
Sure.
So I'm just, you know.
Well, and it's like, it's like you have goals, and she's like, all right, I got this one goal down. I'm making money. I've been living in a place for 6 weeks. That's a good little goal. Now it's time for the next goal, right?
Right. With mm-hmm. any heart or hope.
So that's a positive way of looking at your situation. Like, all right.
You saying, well, it is what it is, and here I am. You're basically turning it over to the higher power.
Yeah, it's not like you want to expect to instantly win the lottery. I got this. Now I want to have $1 billion. Yeah, you understand. You got little goals at a time.
And
she
then the abundance comes right after. So be creative. You know, remember, there's tons of call center jobs, and they're not paying pennies anymore.
Yeah, right. And you got a job, so you're not desperate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can look and look. You don't have to look like, oh, my God, I got 36 hours or it's over. You can look and look and be patient and wait. And you can interview your jobs. And if you don't like it, interview is a two-way street. You can say, thanks, but no thanks, folks.
Yep. Or I'd need more money.
Or I'll get back with you like they say to you. I'll get back with you guys if they offer you something. Yep. And just say, you know, that's what they do to you.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, it was a great interview, and we'll get back to you. You know, and then they don't. It's like, all right, I got you.
So we're going to keep you in mind, Jessica.
Wait a minute.
And hope to hear from you soon, and we will celebrate with you. Yeehaw! You've got the job, and you've got
sounds
a place
good.
To do it.
Thank
all
you.
Right. So take care, hon.
You
have a very good positive attitude.
I think so too.
That will do you well.
She it may be desperate,
thank
but
you.
All right, hon. Take care.
No, you know what?
He's sorry. He didn't mean to.
I thought the conversation was over and I muted you. Sorry there.
If you had something you really wanted to say, you can call back.
Well, but you got to get back in line.
Still have to ring it.
Got to get back in line.
All right. Well, that was a good one.
That was a good call, yeah.
That type of situation is something we all, at one time or another, can relate
to.
That's
very common. Very common. Yeah. Yep. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Folks that can't call in and want to messenger us, be patient. We will turn to you. But we've got some callers that are waiting. And in fact, we're going to go to our next caller. Let me double check to make sure I take them in order because I don't want to nobody take cuts. No cuts. All right, we're going to go to area code 910, which is our neighbor to the south, North Carolina. 910.
North Kakalaki, welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Who's on the line with us?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi. My name is Keisha.
Keisha.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on in my life. So, can I get a general, whatever you pick up on?
Well, give us a few details.
Yeah, you said a whole lot of stuff.
All right. I'm like the other lady. I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a place to stay. And, just a whole lot of, and then I'm dealing with your issues with these people coming after me. They innocent and they can't forgive me for the little thing, but then they're even more guilty of a big, I don't know. So I'm dealing with something like you too. So I don't know, you know, whatever. So I'm kind of looking for another job I can stay at home. Yeah.
Keisha, a lot of those people that are unforgiving are churchgoers. I don't get it.
Yes, indeed. I mean, religiously, every day, they've been there. They live in the church.
Yep.
Crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Turn your other cheek and take everybody in, wash their feet and all that stuff. But then all of a sudden,
exactly. You turn your back, you got 10 knives sticking out your back. Yeah.
Yep, you're right. And it tells you a lot about their character. And I refuse to give in to that. I will not do that.
And when they get to the pearly gates, somebody's going to be standing there with a clipper going, well, hang on a second. Just because you go to church, five or six or 7 days a week, that doesn't make
what's the letter at
right
the end? No.
When you're done that to Keisha, you'd be in here, but hey, you got to go.
Yeah, the BTK serial killer
that's right.
was a churchgoer, and they caught him because he pr- printed some of his letters that he was sending out, like, to the media from the church
printer. Oh, wow. That was providence then. Well, there you go. God gave him up to the police.
All right. Oh, yeah. So just going to church doesn't guarantee you a path to the pearly gates. You got to live what you talk about. And you know that.
Okay.
You know that.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's so shallow, you know. But don't you give in. Don't you be like them. You know, we have to be the trendsetters of forgiveness, I guess. Now, if I were you, you're looking for a – are you working now, Keisha?
I am working now. You know what? I am a trucker, but these people are getting on my nerves. I don't know how long I can do this. So I'm thinking about just sitting down. I might be able to probably pull trucking out for another year, but after that, I need to go sit down somewhere and get a something I could do in the house. Yeah.
And you know what? You are going to not put in a year. It's less than that. There's a man here, boy, and he's got like great opportunities. He's like the first caller. There's somebody here looking for someone. You're very articulate, Keisha. You've got your shit together. You know, she's got a lot going for herself.
Do you have something going on in the background? We hear say, are you good? Do you have the show going on with the volume?
You know what, how I was saying I needed that place to say, well, I live in my truck, so I'm going to turn my truck off.
Okay.
So I'm hanging out in a sleeper berth right now with you guys, so I'm not driving.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
You know, I have to tell you, not too many years ago, I had a lady client that would come to my office. She was a janitor in a junior high school, middle school. And this girl had so much more going for herself, but she didn't believe it. She would sit there and cry, literally, and say, I'm a loser. I can't do anything better than empty waste baskets and mop floors. And I said, you need to believe in you. You are the product you can go out there and sell to, you know, other businesses, et cetera. She is sitting pretty and a real nice job. So it's been years now, and it's wonderful. So you are going to both have a home and a job. And don't think this is like magic. Go ahead, Jim.
Do you have us on speakerphone?
No, I don't.
God, we're hearing.
I don't. I have you on regular.
Okay, as
I
long
don't know
as
what else it would be. I got everything off.
Yeah, well,
I mean, unless my phone is just that good that you hearing. I have a reefer in the back now. That's on, but I don't think you should be hearing it.
No, I think we're fine.
We're hearing, like, but it's not big of a deal. Just curious.
Keisha,
keep rocking.
Are you a long-distance trucker?
Yes, I am. I do OTR.
Girl.
She's in a sleeper, Deb.
That's right. You've got some guts there. You've got a sack to do that kind of work.
So to speak.
Yeah. So you think of the places you've been where you might like to make a home for yourself. That's going to be where your future lies, okay? So we do create our own reality. And if you continually tell yourself there's nothing out there for me, I'm doomed, I'm going to have to do this, well, that's exactly what the universe is going to send back to you. More of that.
Okay.
But if you turn that around and you say, I love Golden, Colorado, or I'm trying to think of somewhere great, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Think of that place. Imagine yourself living there happily, and you watch what will happen, because I feel you are in the midst of transformation, okay? All right, and a year from now, you're going to look back and wonder how all of this came to pass, but it did. So get ready to seed some abundance and happiness and love. Lots of love. Keisha, call us
often
if you can, because the more we do readings for you, the more they build on top of each other and the clarity gets very strong.
Right.
And I will say, I'm glad you called in. I will say one thing that I remember, we have traveled in RVs across the country, and we have taken comfort into pulling in wayside rest areas and parking back with the truckers. There was like a sense of safety.
Oh, they were looking out for us.
Everybody kind of looked out for everybody. You know, you sleep, we talk. It was like a sense of safety back there with the truckers. Where I was parking in the front of the wayside rest area, I wouldn't have felt so safe.
Right, so we tucked between them, and it was awesome.
It was awesome. Talked with them a lot.
Yeah.
Talked about dogs and stuff. They had dogs. We had dogs. It was cool.
I had dogs. Yeah,
you know
I know.
Pizza. Keep on trucking, okay?
That's right there.
And the best is
all
yet
right.
To you are.
Okay, I got you.
Take
I
care,
got
hon.
You. All right.
Care for me.
Thank you. Okay. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye. Yep, I think
all right.
She's going to set her world on fire.
On fire. All right, we're at the Humpville, but remember, folks,
all right,
tonight's show, there's one show on Monday, we're News for the Soul, and they have a 24-7 programming schedule, and they're rigid. We're not going to drop a caller halfway through the end of the show, so we can extend our show a few minutes.
So don't feel like you're hanging on for nothing.
Don't freak out and say, oh, my God.
And we're going
to
say,
there's
10
minutes left, I'm supposed to be next, and I'm not going to be next. You're going to be cool. Everything's going to be fine.
We will get you.
So I remind everybody, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And we hope everybody enjoys themselves. That's our disclaimer. And since we have those many colors, let's go to our next one.
Yay.
Yay, yay, yay. I'm doing, you guys see me alt-tabbing. I'm checking everything around. Da, 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 da. All right. Our next caller, 630 from Illinois, 630. Oh,
Illinois, welcome.
Bill Coleman.
Welcome to the show. And who are we speaking?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm
sure.
Originally from Illinois, but I'm in Wisconsin right now.
Oh, where in Wisconsin?
I'm in Lake Geneva.
Oh, nice area.
This time of year, that's Party Central. Back when I was, back in the 80s it was.
Yeah.
No, it still is.
Oh, it still is. Oh,
Al Capone
yeah.
hung out there way back when.
No, yeah.
Him and his gangster.
That was before my time, but I remember going there in the 80s. And yeehaw, as a young 19-year-old.
What was your first name, hon?
It's Dion.
Dion. I think we've talked to you before. Haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Great. What would you like to know or discuss tonight?
Okay, so I decided today that I want to purchase a home.
Good.
Nice.
I'm tired of living in apartments.
Yeah.
Roger that.
I want my own washer and dryer. I want,
I
just want
you got
my own again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ever.
I understand.
Oh, yeah. Boy, apartment living is, well, it's like,
it is what it is. What
that's
it is.
What it is.
It
yeah.
serves its purpose for, but, you know, some people do it forever and some just don't like it.
No.
Yep.
So tell us, what would your question be for me?
Okay, so I started looking today because I want to actually move to the Atlantic side of Florida.
Whoa,
I mean, I don't really know anything about, but I got a general idea of what areas I'm looking in. And down in Florida, they have, those communities with, the homes that are, trailers. But it's, they're communities. They have, pools and stuff like that. Do you see me living in something like that? Or because I don't even know what to look for. I don't want to do a condo. I don't want to do a townhouse or a duplex. I would like a single-family residence, but I think starting small might be better. So should I be looking for something like that? The only thing that scares me about that is those lot fees. Everybody complains about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things
in
down there that
subdivision.
I mean, it's a good state. I believe it doesn't have a state income tax, if I'm not mistaken, because, you know, it's a big, and I believe they didn't used to have vehicle inspection. There's a lot of good things about Florida, but property tax can kick you in the butt.
In the butt.
And property values, because if you said, oh, I like to live on the Atlantic side, closer you get to that ocean, usually there's closer, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
And a friend of mine lives here in a subdivision. She can't even put a pot for a plant on her porch without getting permission.
Oh, yeah, if you're in one of those places that have those homeowners
so
associations.
So subdivisions have high fees, you know. They,
yeah.
They have what the powers that be. I forget what they're called.
Yeah, and like, you know.
Like the homeowner. Yeah, the homeowners.
Yeah, homeowners association.
I just said that.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's where I heard it. You are going to do very well by starting, what the cards are saying is, start small, not tiny, not a cracker box, but find yourself, what it is saying here, a nice little fixer-upper, not where, you know, there's big holes in the floor or anything like that, but your cards say that you have a really strong knack for decorating, interior decoration. You may not have even explored it yet in your life, but you have a wonderful
no,
eye.
I have. I did. I went to college 1 year interior design school.
How about that? Huh? That's great.
Word up on that dog.
Because it came right out in your cards. And what you do is you buy this home, fix it up. I'm no real estate agent, but for capital gains, I think you have to keep it 5 years, or you could always rent it out or something, but you'll make money from that initial investment, and property is soaring. So
beware, though, it is a seller's market right now.
Right now, yes, because there's so limited. But I feel like that house is out there. It's sitting there. It's a darling dollhouse
sure.
with potential.
Just be cautious on your search,
yeah.
That's all. Don't feel like, oh, my God, I got to get this. But just do your due diligence.
Yes. You're going to make money off that house.
Money.
And then I feel you're going to turn around from what I see, and you're going to make this kind of your back pocket career is picking up houses, redesigning them, refurbishing. And you could find yourself, you're young. How old are you, hon? I can tell you're young.
48.
Well, the 40s are the new 20s.
Well, that's young to us.
I feel really young.
Yes.
I feel
young
like
to us.
Kid in the inside.
Well, you keep that.
Sure.
Because,
well, yeah.
When you get up in the 60s, you're going to feel still very
it's
young.
It's all relative,
yeah.
too. You know?
Well, what I feel is you could end up starting your own little flipping company once you gain some speed, once you get some traction going.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. She's like giving you the eye to the future. Right now, she wants to have a place and,
yeah.
and call
and
her
it
own.
Will be livable.
Call her own.
Oh, it's not going to be terrible. It just needs some sprucing, paint, and maybe you'll look at a wall and say, you know what, I think we need to
well,
do some bricking.
If you're in Florida and you want to get to the coast, either side, Atlantic or Gulf, depending on the community, there's a price tag involved.
And
so you
make
watch
sure
yourself.
You carry flood insurance.
Well, yeah, I don't know. What
they
yeah.
get hurricanes.
Well, it's Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have a whole new world to find in Florida. I think you're going to love it. Have you been there? Have you spent time in
yeah,
Florida?
Yeah, I've been there. I have. But it was on the Gulf side, and I really
yeah.
didn't like the Gulf. I mean, it's not that I didn't like it. It's I didn't love it. You know, I felt like the Gulf side was more of like everybody's retired. And, like,
yeah.
the Atlantic side is, like, everybody from the East Coast that's, like, still in work mode. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I've been to a few different places
like
in Florida, and that feeling of a lot of retirement people, you're going to find that in a lot of the places.
Sure, but
there.
There's a young spirit there, too.
Oh, there is. But, I mean, if you get to the, like, Daytona, if you get to the party places, yeah, they're not going to be necessarily a lot of retired people, but then there's the other factor.
Yeah. Well,
it's a cool place. I like Florida. I tried to stay there when I was in the Navy.
You will walk
I tried and tried and tried.
She's going to walk in and know that this is home. And if you allow your own instincts, your gut, your intuitiveness to speak to you. When I walked in my house, I knew in 2 minutes I have to live here. And I did. So, just trust yourself. You're going to really build yourself a great future. Really. So.
Okay. So it's a
house.
It's not like a little trailer house.
It's a house. Yeah, you will have a house. I can just about see the picket fence around it. And I'm thinking something like the Saint, I may say it wrong, Saint Augustine area, somewhere in there.
That is Florida.
It's very charming. Very charming.
That's Florida. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's okay. Like up where like all the sharks are.
Oh.
Oh, they're everywhere down there.
Oh,
that water
yeah.
is warm.
Yeah.
That water is warm, so they're everywhere around Florida.
Oh, and the alligators will become your pet.
Yeah, when you're walking around little freshwater areas, yeah. Don't take your little small animals near freshwater
locations. They go in one bite. So you are wonderful, Dionne, and I'm glad you called us. Please don't be a stranger. We want to follow you on this journey. Okay? We want to go with
you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I like calling your show because you're always in a good mood. He's always in a good mood. You're always laughing. It keeps me in a good mood.
Well, thank you. And you know something? It really is just like flipping a switch.
Well, yeah,
we could have been having an argument 5 minutes before the show. But, you know, you flip that switch and you put yourself in gear.
Well, you got to be positive.
Yeah.
Everybody feeds off positive energy or negative energy, and you don't want people to feed off negative
energy. And I
beat
them up after the show, so we're good.
Word up on that.
Please call us again. We love hearing from you.
Long time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Right.
Yep.
Please
Bye-bye.
Call back again.
Okay.
Yep, I want to confirm her. Bye, sweetheart.
All right, we're going to rock on. Let me see
rock
the next
on.
Caller.
That was great. I'm glad they asked our opinion
sure.
on this.
Sure. Callers that are on hold, there's a couple of you. We're going to get you. And you Facebook Messenger folks that are waiting from other continents, it's a good chance we're going to get there.
Yeah, we're going to
work chill out. We're not going to extend to like 3-4 hours. But if we have to go
no.
5-10 minutes, we shall do so.
All righty.
And to help this process out, let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is from area code 678, Georgia. 678, you're up next.
Yay, Georgia. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hello, you guys. This is Jalen Pennington. Hi.
Yes.
Welcome back. Yeah, she's been in the Facebook Live, folks.
Well, glad to hear from you.
Yeah, she's been in there talking to us, chatting with us on Facebook Live, and you are here now.
Well, tell us, what fabulous things are going on in your life?
Wunderbar.
I don't know about fabulous, let me say that.
No,
but I'm calling about my career.
Okay.
Just want to know if there's going to be any opportunities coming for me within the next, I guess by the end of the year, maybe. I don't
okay,
know.
You
whatever you have
you
for me would
on,
be great.
Are you working on a special
I'm
project?
Working. I'm working right now. I've been sending out let me say this. I am working, but also I've been sending out my resume.
Sure.
Looking for other things as well.
That's a smart move. Very smart.
And now you're looking for a better job.
That's a smart thing. If you don't feel your job is a forever job, you should always be shooting things out there.
Because you outgrow it.
Or,
if
you're waiting to send them out, you might miss opportunities.
You know,
back
in the old days, people worked at one company for 20 years, got the flimsy little gold watch.
20, 30, whatever
yeah.
their pension plan was.
And that
yeah.
was their mm-hmm. life. Nowadays,
right.
people are more intuitive.
Oh, a lot of people are goal-oriented.
Yeah.
You know, plus back then they didn't have a lot of social media. They didn't have a lot
yeah.
of. They're watching. They're listening to radios. They didn't have TV and stuff like that. So it's like, I got a job.
Right.
Me.
That's so true.
I can retire there. I can feed my family. And, you know, they're like, I'm just happy with
but
what
companies
I got.
Don't keep you for 20-something years now.
Nope, they don't. My mother-in-law had worked in hospital billing and coding and all that for over 20
mm-hmm.
years. And she said they were hiring young girls that we're making more per hour.
That's common in a lot of that, especially that field. Especially
mm-hmm.
that field. That's common. It is very common. Because
it's very common in a whole lot of fields. But the thing about it is that young people don't stay. They come and they get their skill set and they leave.
Right. They get, I got this little thing I could put on my resume so I can go somewhere else now.
Right.
Or they have babies
and
they can't come to work because babies got the sniffles.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's very common. We get a ton of young people coming in. We automatically assume we're going to see maybe, if we're lucky if we keep 50%. Lucky.
Wow, yep. That's crazy.
So
very, well, I mean,
exactly.
Very, no. I mean, 50%, we'd be like, yay.
Now for you, the cards are saying, what do you want to do at this point in your life? Because they're looking in all directions. It's like one of those signs. MASH used to have one that said, like, San Francisco, 3,000 miles.
All those little, yeah,
all
little
those
things,
arrows.
Yeah, for fun,
that's
yeah,
what I'm
for
seeing.
Fun, yeah. Yep.
And it's a matter of picking which direction you want to go. You know, the other girls that have called in, they're able to go, say, to the start their walk or the climb up the totem pole. But I think you've accomplished a lot from what I see. And that's where you need to decide, what do I really want? And then go find it.
I want something secure, and that's the thing. Yeah. You don't know what's secure and what's not secure.
You don't. You absolutely don't. I mean, there's some companies out there, the big companies that are no-brainers that are secure, but, you know.
But then you're like a cog in the big machine.
Well, and it depends
yeah.
on, even the big companies have different positions that aren't secure, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't
for
know.
Sure.
You don't know. Right, you don't know.
Yes, there are big pockets of lack of staffing from the pandemic.
But it's smart
yeah.
when you have a job to start looking early, because if you stay at a job longer and longer, you start getting more scared to leave it.
You do.
Right,
you have,
right.
Like, oh, my God, I've been here for 10 years. If I leave it now and I go to a place that sucks, I just pissed away 10 years
yeah.
here and now I got nothing. Yeah, it's
exactly.
very scary.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. I did that when I started my job.
It is.
Me and a bunch of guys, like the first 3 years, we were sending out crap everywhere. Boom, boom, boom. Launch them out early. Launch them out early to try to find it better. Yep.
And that
because you don't have a lot of
investment. With that there.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of retirement investment built up that you're figuring out piss away for no reason. Yep. Very smart.
So to you, I ask, you know your skill set and what you are strongest in. And a lot of the big, I don't know if I should call it industry, but for your cards are leaning in the direction of working within, say, a medical environment administratively. You know, they promote from within.
Oh, there's tons of jobs in the medical field. That
yeah.
You don't have any medical background
no,
at all.
You
they,
don't.
They need IT infrastructure, billing help, you know, a lot of HR.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's...
Well, you're pretty smart for...
For a dumbass. But
no, there's a lot of non-medical work. That, and I'm not talking like mopping up
any
vomit.
Specialized big company
yeah.
that has, you know, that is a big job. They have a lot of
yeah.
job, a lot of things that actually have good opportunity. Have nothing to do with the technical aspect of that industry.
You're
thing.
Exactly right. But then there was one of my clients, she actually started just being like Johnny on the spot. And it was good pay for that time period, like 15 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they promoted her from within and kept paying her to learn to become a, I'm trying to think. It was working in the cardiac department, but not necessarily with patients. It was handling paperwork, answering the phones, but the
oh,
pay
wow.
was quite a bit more. So she was moving up internally. Now, there's a
we
lot of things.
Go ahead.
If you've probably noticed, we're hiring signs everywhere. And one of the big employers is Amazon, but they work their people to death. And please don't come after me, Amazon. I read that.
A lot of it depends on what you're doing. With
yeah.
that too.
But they want you to be available.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't mind.
Oh, a lot
so
of people don't mind, yeah.
They don't mind if you have to be available.
Yeah, I know. There's people that never cared about settling down in their first 10 years of their lives. They'd work for a company and just set them off. They're like, send me anywhere. They
yeah.
thrived on that.
True. Well, so that's why I say I see that sign thing. Well, I forget what you'd call it. With all these different arrows on it that is meant for you to decide what it is you'd really like to do. And go forward in terms of your career. So you could put that in there. I think women now have a lot of leverage because women, like of age, can go in and say, my assets are, I have no young children at home. You know, I don't have transportation trouble. All the things, the petty little things that, and I hate to be so ageist about this, but young people, you know, can be very unreliable sometimes. So you have a lot of advantages.
It's always been that way, though.
Yeah, I'm not
even
saying,
back in the day.
Well, I hate to bust your bubble, but I do have a young child at home.
Oh, you
my daughter
do.
Is 7. So
oh,
I'm a, yes,
well,
I am.
Come on, that's not a baby.
I'm an older mom, so.
But that's not a baby.
Yeah, right.
That's a school-age child.
Yeah,
and you sound like you've got a lot of maturity. And there's a heck of a lot of remote jobs. Have you tried flex jobs? They talk about it a lot on the morning shows on the national TV. It's you can just get it for a week. It's $9.95 for 1 week. And there are jobs. I mean, you name it, and there's jobs out there for it. So you might look at that. And maybe working from home remotely would work for you. You know, they have a
yeah,
big...
Yeah, work from home now.
Yeah.
Well, then she already knows.
Then you know it can really be advantageous, especially with gas and everything. Oh, Lord.
For
so
sure.
You're gonna,
for sure.
You've got a man here. All these men with jobs are coming through tonight.
Okay.
You have a man here, and he is going to likely want to give you the job on the spot. He's offering quite a bit of money because he's tired of having people train for a job and then they go poof. You know, he's looking for a woman that can, well, woman, man, whatever.
That happens in the industry.
Yeah.
You train somebody.
Yeah, and they go.
Even if sometimes you compensate them for moving and stuff, they have like a 12-month commitment. And they, okay, well, I do it. Oh, 13 months, I'm gone. You know,
oh, man.
That's true.
It is what it is. Yep.
Just like the other ladies, have faith. And you're being tested also. I believe it's for making a very large income that is going to be coming your way. I'm seeing you in a supervisory position, leadership. You don't like that?
Well, she didn't say immediately start now, but
no,
you might gravitate that way, and it might be in a field that you love so much you will embrace
you
it.
Might
you never,
love
you
it.
Never know. We'll see. We shall see.
You might love it.
Okay, we shall see.
But don't fret. I do feel you will have a really good job. I see lots of miles, so I'm thinking it is a remote-type job.
Sure. I mean, they're very common.
Yeah.
More common. COVID-19 has opened new doors.
Also, LinkedIn has a lot of jobs. Indeed.com.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So one of them is really going to strike your fancy. You're going to apply, hear from them, and it'll be like one door opening right after another. That's when we know we're really on
the road. Do you have maybe a time frame on when I might be able to?
I think before the end of
the year.
Maybe
start seeing.
Yeah. I would like to see it come as soon as possible for you. Because you're like so ready. Yeah. Jim is reminding me.
I'm ready. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, yes. And keep calling us. And we will keep looking toward the future. And by the time you get that call, you'll already know who it is. And that is when these ratings are really cool, you know, is when you meet somebody and you go, I already know you. You don't know it, but I know
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for calling us. Wonderful to hear from you. Really.
Thank you both. I really appreciate your time. You guys have a
thank
great
you.
Week.
And we hope you call back soon.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you again real
I
soon.
I will, definitely, for sure. For
thank
sure.
you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now. What a nice.
Good night, lady. Let's go to our next caller, and don't fret people that are on the phone and watching Facebook Live. We've extended the show a few minutes.
This should be our last phone call.
This should be our last phone call, then we'll go to message. 618, the great state of Illinois, the one of the best states ever known to mankind. 618, you are up.
Hello. What's your first name?
Hi.
Amy.
We've talked to Amy before, right?
Amy.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Amy.
Yes,
how are you doing?
Oh, I'm at work, so I think I missed you earlier when you guys came to my on my turn.
Yeah, we saw that you, I think you dropped. I saw you dropping
off.
But, you know, when you're at work, it is what it is. Yep, we understand.
Yeah.
Tell
I was
us,
calling
what
to see what
do?
Is in my
okay.
car for me. You know, like, today wasn't a very good day for me and Mike. Like, you just, I don't know.
Okay.
He's still really depressed, but I'm going through a lot of stuff, too, because I just found out that I was molested when I was 3 by my father and stuff like that. So I'm really going through a hard time myself.
You know what? I understand this personally. You just found out. Is that, are you saying
yeah.
you remembered? You remembered?
I remembered it, yeah. Kind of.
Well, I'll make this quick so we can get to your question. About 18 years ago, I was watching Larry, what's his last name? Larry
King.
King.
Okay.
And he had on that, remember the nasty girl from Little House on the Prairie with the blonde?
Laura Ingalls was her character's name.
No, that was
her sister, her older
no,
sister.
Are we talking about Nellie?
Yes. She was on there talking about, oh, she'd been molested as a child. All of a sudden, it was like the blood drained out of my face. And I went to my husband and I said, oh, my God, Daryl, I just remembered my uncle molested me when I was about 3. And what I remembered were those hot hands in a place they
mm-hmm.
shouldn't be. And I was a
mm-hmm.
kid. You were a kid. We didn't know.
Yeah,
you
know, I didn't know. And that's why my mother hates me.
Your mother hates you?
Oh, she has my whole life.
And why would that be? Do you
always
think?
Been jealous. She should never have been a mother.
Oh, boy.
Well, there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of fathers, and there should be fathers. Mothers should be mothers. You know, it's
uh-huh.
funny. You got to get a special license to drive a motorcycle. You have to get a license
I know, right?
to drive a car. You got to go through a lot of paperwork to legally own a gun, but you ain't got to do shit to be a parent except
yeah.
bang somebody.
I know.
And
I hate to be rude
yeah.
and crude, but
that's
all
right.
you got to do.
My mother was an abuser physically. I mean, I was
mine
scared.
And mentally.
Yeah. And, you know, you go out in the world feeling like a piece of crap because you were raised
yep.
by someone who didn't really
yep.
want you.
Yep. The most important thing
yep.
in life that you should be qualified to do, you don't have to be qualified
right.
to do, you know?
So you're right, Amy. You're going through a lot.
All right.
So tell me where we can start.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was there for Mike when his uncle died and everything, but, like, he's still doing the whole ghosting stuff and not there for me. Like,
oh,
he just...
yes. Your situation now comes completely back to me. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, there is a reason that you feel such a connection with Mike. And maybe
my twin
sometimes... I'm sorry?
I think he's like my twin flame.
Yeah, except he's an elusive flame. He's carrying a lot of baggage, too, from what we've discussed before. You know?
Yeah, but I think someone's telling him not to be with me or something like that. I don't know. I think he's seen other people.
Well, let me look in the cards. Let's see what we've got.
Just to remind everybody that's watching or listening, we've extended the shows a little bit, so don't be panicked when you see 2 minutes left. There's actually a little bit more in two
We're
minutes
We're
going
to go to Facebook calls.
Yeah, the next person we go to will be on Facebook Messenger. We're going to tell the Blog Talk folks that we're not going to take another call.
So
they can listen. We're going to keep Blog Talk open. They can listen, but
yeah.
we're going to go to Messenger next.
If we have new people that are listening to us for the first time, I'm using a 24-card layout. I don't just want to grab a couple cards. And, Amy, I can hear how emotional you are. But, you know, we're grateful that you turned to us. Because remember when we've talked, you and
yeah,
I...
Yeah, I really connect with you.
And I with you. This is a past life reference, I believe.
And she's a Facebook person. I think she's been on there commenting and watching and talking.
Well, she
to
was
us, right?
in the Army. I was in the Army. She went to Fort
yeah.
Sam. I went to Fort Sam. Just a lot of.
Is it Fort Sam or is it Fort Sam Houston?
Well, that's it.
Fort Sam Houston.
Well, then say it right, damn it. Respect the man, Sam Houston. Okay, go ahead.
You know, you bring Mike to feel so much that is wonderful and good, and it scares the hell out of him. terrified because, one thing, you're so different from anybody else he's ever known. And he runs. You know, these men could go out and slay dragons, and they can, you know, fist fight with gorillas. You know, they can go, they're like bulletproof. But when it comes to the heart, it's like they have no protection. And so all he does is, yeah. So you can't push him. He'll just put on a better pair of sneakers and run faster.
No, that's true. That true. That is a fact.
And you've got to focus on.
I don't know what to do.
Well, first of all, Amy, you're going to have to focus on your own healing.
Yeah.
You got to heal yourself first.
Don't try to get to the end of the game yet. You just are figuring things out.
Yeah, and now you're still in nursing, right?
Oh yes, I'm at work right now.
You know, maybe you could find away from the place where you're the hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could find
maybe
outside.
You could find some kind of self-help group or a, you know, support group is what I mean.
Yeah, Google and find some people that are under similar situations and therapists.
You need to heal from this memory. It took me a long time. If that man, here's what I say, if that man was alive today, I'd be darkening the door. He is, your father?
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you in a relationship with your dad, or are you both really estranged? I know.
Kind of estranged. I think.
Yeah. Well,
probably
never have been the same out here.
Long distance separation, probably, too. Not even probably close.
Well, that's
close together,
pretty
right?
Awful. He should have gone to jail for this.
Well, yeah, would have, should have.
You're right.
There's a million people that should be in jail that are not.
You know what I think might help is if you turn to Mike and you say, I need you to help me. A lot of times.
I have. Like, he's just, like, he's so self-centered.
Well, because of his,
like,
his own hard walk in life.
More whatever.
Also his cover.
He could be, he's like, could be so self-centered he doesn't want to help others.
That's true.
A lot of people like that.
I'm seeing here all your emotion and your commitment to him, but I'm not seeing it from him. And that's important because he, in terms of your healing, remember, when it comes to a wound, a clean cut is better than a ragged tear. It just doesn't heal right. And right now you need to have a clean cut so it will heal well. And if you focus too much of your energy on Mike, where's your healing going to go? It could actually compound into more.
Yeah, you
got to
look out
suffering.
For number one first.
Yeah. So I wish I had better news for you. You know.
So you don't see that me and Mike will be together anymore?
Well, it will happen. It's just not right now. Okay. He's, there's so much that he's dealing with. Let's go with that. Not dealing. Did that make sense?
I think he's seen his ex again.
I didn't see that.
We gotta
do they have a child?
No.
Well, good. Because that's a tie that binds forever, you know. Anyway, remember, people, in the future, if you feel you have a comment about a story, please only do this, though, if you are going to bring compassion or positivity to a situation.
Why?
Don't call up and beat her up any more than life already has. I'm saying they could offer comments.
What happened?
Nobody is.
In Facebook.
No, there nobody is.
Nobody is. I'm saying, though, I would only welcome constructive comments. But I want you to know you are going to heal from this. And Mike and you do share a destiny, but the timing isn't right. And I would go into this for the next 45 minutes if I could. But unfortunately, I have to take more calls now.
You got to go to our messenger, folks.
But Amy, I want you to really love yourself. You know, you're so deserving of love from yourself and from others, you know, and a lot of us have come from bad backgrounds, and we strive and struggle to overcome it. What happened?
No, just don't worry about it. Finish.
Okay.
We got to say goodbye.
Amy, honey, call us again on our next show. All right. Take care.
Take it. All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, hon. Hello there. Oh, shoot. Just a minute. I got to get my...
Hang on. We got a lot of mutes and
stuff on.
Hang on, Siobhan.
Are you there?
Uh-oh.
Hey.
She shall be our last caller.
Oh,
and she was patient.
You look terrific.
She's been waiting since very early.
What time is this? It's...
You can put 1 o'clock?
Yeah, it's about 1 o'clock. Yeah, 5 past 1.
I love your hair.
Very, oh my God. Very patient she is.
Very, yes.
My hair is more.
I love it. Very cute. So what's happening, my love?
You can take us to the end.
Yeah.
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 I just want to know I want to know how he actually really sees the club. Like, it's like I'm on about Brian, you know. I'm taking two steps forward, and he's flirting with me, and he's saying this and that, and then next minute, then it's like taking 5 steps back again.
Oh boy, these men. What are we gonna do with them?
I was talking with him today. Well, my sister was here, and she rang him up her phone because I don't have his number.
Yeah.
And he was on FaceTime, and we were just chatting. He was joking. He was a bit flirting. And then it's like, I don't know. I keep on getting a feeling maybe he's interested in somebody else. So maybe, and then it's like, he's not. He's interested in me.
Yeah.
It's like going back and forth. Like, I hope there's nobody else.
Well, look and see. And you know, I'll tell you, these cards are amazing when it comes to matters of the heart. And where feelings really lie.
He I'm only turning 36 Thursday, and I was talking to him, and I was like, oh, you want to bring me up a drink for my birthday? And he goes, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I goes, it's fine. I goes, I know you wouldn't, because he keeps saying to me like he needs time to himself to make himself better and all this, and that's fine, but he's not actually telling me how he feels about me.
Right.
That's fine. Because he keeps telling me, oh, I'll take you out when you're 40. 40, that's 3 years time down the line. You know what I mean? I don't know where I'd be when I'm 40.
Is that in 3 years?
3 years. Well, I'm 36 now, so about nearly two years.
Oh, I wish you folks could see her. You will not believe she is.
Well, and when, you know,
she is, yes.
We remember the day, but in your 30s, those are some prime time days.
And you look very well preserved. Very well. So keep that up. As for him, what is it? You were with him previously. You had a relationship. Mm-hmm. Was it hot and heavy with a lot of...
Oh, it was fine. It was I broke it off for him. That was my fault, you know, and I was young. I was 15, then we got back again when I was 19, but I broke it off for him. I don't know if I broke it up. Probably I did break it up, but I was young, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get over it. Like,
yeah, teenager stuff, that stuff is, yeah.
He doesn't think you're for real because... She broke up with him.
Yeah, but they were teenagers.
Yeah, but still, you guys are very tender-hearted. You don't get over stuff. I mean, we women, we cry and we, you know, we vent and our friends listen to us over and over. And we get over it. But you guys stuff it. And I see him right
okay.
here.
Okay.
He wants this to turn into a really great, romantic and sexy, all the good stuff. But he's worried you'll dump him again.
Excuse me.
I know it's ridiculous because the fact that
it's like, you know, he needs time, you know, and he said to me, because I told him, like, the door is open, and he said, by the time I get the key, he said that I would have another new door open.
Well, also, he worries that you'll have get another boyfriend and he won't be your man anymore. There's a lot of secret feelings here.
That's always a possibility in a new relationship.
But he's not good at taking risks like this. So,
okay, all right.
Does he drink?
No, not really.
Well, too bad.
He does, but he's not bothered with drinking.
An Irishman who doesn't drink?
Yeah, I almost fell out of my chair.
Well, too bad, because you could have taken advantage of him. And
oh, too bad. You could have taken advantage of him.
He won't even walk. He won't even come up here to my house.
Well, what it is he thinks the winning move is not to play. The thing is, though, he can't help himself. It's like a moth to a flame. You know, they're going to get their wings burnt off, but they can't stay away from that flame.
Yeah, sometimes they die in it.
But I think the two of you, it may not seem like you're moving like a snail, the two of you, but there is progress here. There is.
It feels like it's going backwards and forwards.
Well, I hope the two of you live long enough so that they can get together. You know,
they're in their 30s.
Yeah, the way he's acting, it's because you've been his everything in the past.
They're
he
teenagers.
Adores you. But it's so hard for him to take that risk. But he's missing out. You know, look at you. You are a package. And he thinks, she can have any man she wants. Why would she want me? I'm just a slug. I don't match, you know, up to these other men. So,
yeah.
Just, I guess.
But that's what I said to him. I said, like, you must think I've men lined up behind me because I don't.
Well.
I really don't. Like, I probably have a few more admirers, but I don't have any men.
Well, in his fantasy, they're running over the hills to come to you. There's men just running for you.
It sounds like he's a glass half empty guy.
Yeah.
He assumes the worst.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what. I don't know.
Well,
like,
if you pursue him too much, he's going to take off.
He just got to, unfortunately, just
because I have stopped texting him. I haven't texted him.
Yeah.
I got a new job as well, so I'm kind of up the walls with it at the moment. I don't text him as much as often anymore.
Let him try to chase you. Men are hunters and pursuers.
I don't think he will. I really don't think. I'd be very surprised if he texted me.
Well, throw out little pieces of breadcrumbs. Some ham. I think he's being ridiculous. And I think that he should man up and give his love to you because he's got it. And you should get him to call me on the show. I'll tell him.
Yeah, I bet he's going to do that right away.
He won't.
Is there somebody else there with him?
No.
You didn't see it.
No, I did not see it. No, you're the only one in his heart. But you ought to just throw him a curveball sometime and say, boy, you should hear what this online psychic lady says about you. And dangle that out there.
If I try and go back, 5 steps back, if I try to talk to him and explain and go 5 steps back, all I get was...
Well,
maybe you have to go back a little bit to go forward.
And eventually, I think you're going to tire of this cat and mouse.
Right, and if you just keep going back, if you can't do anything right, then maybe there's that's a sign.
I want to know actually how he feels. It's okay if I know how he feels, then I know then where I stand in. But he's not telling me anything.
But your cards are telling us. He's madly in love with you, but he can't handle it. Yeah, and you know... Call us again. We'll look at this again. Because we have to go. Jim just typed on his computer, I have to urinate. I need to go.
We're 15 minutes over, which we have no problem doing, but eventually we can't keep going over.
And
I'm sorry.
I've got to let him use the restroom.
Yeah, we got other things going on. But we're glad that you stuck around as well. She stuck around to the end of the show.
And it's late.
She's very patient.
Just rely on the fact. The man has nothing but love for you. He's a scaredy cat. He doesn't know how to go forward. He has very low self-esteem. And as time goes by, I think he's going to step up. I have faith in him. I've seen his heart.
Do you think he step up this year or would it be next year?
What do you mean between now, July to July 2023?
No, this year. I think she meant by this calendar
by
year,
Christmas?
Right? 2022? Yes.
I think so.
6 months.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. And we'll keep reading on him because, you know,
things
he's
change.
How cards do have energy, and they help to us to create our own reality. So,
yeah.
Now, young lady, you need to get to bed.
I know.
So you get some sleep, and we talk with you again real soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Thanks for being very patient.
Bye-bye. Yes, thank you for your patience. Okay. Bye-bye. All of you, I just adore all of you. I look so forward to these shows and to hear you and be able to help, you know, with intuitive guidance. We will be on with the Psychic Love Doctor show once again.
Saying goodbye to the Blog Talk folks.
Yes, goodbye, Blog Talkers.
And then Facebook shall be next.
Yes.
Okay, now you're...